All right, man, let's get into the initial reason why we're gathered here today. Tell us about this audit and what happened and what's happening with Manesson. And you're putting the hammer down, actually. You do have some leverage here.
Well, I was going to say, this is one, it's in a sense funny, not in a ha-ha sense, that we talk about some of the areas where I don't have teeth. This is the one area where I've got some teeth. We did an audit of the Manesson Municipal Pension Fund. We found the contracting was so bad that there's literally zero documentation. Like Bukarski and Animal House, a grade point average. It's 0.0 documentation for what they have, and a potential conflict of interest shifting who the vendor was, and also giving improper pension benefits to someone that wasn't even supposed to collect it for almost another decade. They decided to do that, and instead of, you know, sometimes we do these audits and say, oh, it's too bad, and just issue a press release. This one was so bad, I'm withholding their pension aid until they rebid this.
So hold on, man. So they chose a new investment fund manager without any paperwork?
Zero. If there's paperwork, it's like in Putin's Kremlin box somewhere. I mean, they didn't show it to us. We asked for it, show it. And then they said, well, what are you going to do? I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. You're not getting your pension aid.
And then they took $55,000 and gave it to a guy who didn't deserve it for another 10 years?
That's it. Yeah, this person was not eligible to collect until 2023. They were, and they started giving this money a couple years ago, and so that's taken away from the cops that need that money, that earned that money.
Why do they do this stuff with impunity, sir?
They probably thought I wasn't going to withhold the pension. Well, here you go. And by the way, we told them point blank, you're not getting it until you rebid it. Look, the vendor that got it, maybe they should have got it, maybe they shouldn't, but you got to rebid it, you got to follow all the rules, and if you don't, you're not getting your pension aid. And oh, by the way, because it is pension, which means it's dealing with Wall Street money, we not only referred it to the Attorney General and the DA, we also referred it to the U.S. Attorney, because God knows what that new vendor was doing with it if they weren't properly supposed to have that money.
And these are taxpayer dollars and people's futures.
Absolutely.
People's futures, pensions. Auditor General.
Again, I know some people get fired up with pensions, but those cops were paying into it. They had the right to expect that money, and that $54,000 they were improperly spending on it. Let me tell you something, that could take away from a cop that earned that pension.
Sure. And why did you ever drill down on why they did it for this particular cop?
We know is that the new vendor that got it, the head person who was negotiating that, was the brother of the law firm of the municipality. That's all I can't read people's minds. I'm not, you know, Spock and Star Trek or whatever, doing some Vulcan mind melt. All I can tell you is that's what happened.
You're my man. Good old boy. We call that in Texas. All right. My brother, you're always welcome here. You know that.
Hey, thank you, Marty. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Anytime. Man, this is some crazy stuff.